Hello?
Good evening, and this is the I Am Well show, and I'm your host, Annemieke van Eijkeren from the Netherlands. You can find me on www.crystallinetherapies.com. And in the back office, as moderator tonight, Cecil McDaniel, the CEO of Renford Radio. We have a guest tonight that we've seen before 3 weeks ago, Aga Nost, and Aga lives in Arizona. Currently, we will have Aga back, or we'll try to have Aga back every month because he has so much to talk about. This man is really amazing. Tonight's topics will be why prayers don't work and how we can design our future before we have to live it. Now, Aga has been featured in multi-page articles in European newspapers, his business, run for official office, in politics. He's been on the TV and in radio shows, and he has written books, The Spiritual Science, Higher Consciousness Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. And also, books of him have not been published yet, The Universal Success Principles and How Billionaires Think, and Secrets You're Not Supposed to Know About. He is from Norway, came to the United States, has done a lot of different things before he became a spiritual teacher, had his own TV show for 6 years to be one, and had his own radio station in Arizona. Currently, he's in Tucson, Arizona, United States, and tonight he is with us on the show. Good evening, Aga. Welcome.
Well, good evening or good morning or wherever we are. I think it's in the middle of the night for you, so we will have to go with that.
Yes, it's like 10 minutes past 3 in the night for me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well,
yeah, I'm always on in the middle of the night. I'm always here, you know, when everybody's in bed, I'm up. And I like it that way, because that way we cut out all kinds of street noises and all that sort of thing. Everybody is asleep, so it's nice and quiet.
Yes, it's quiet. Yeah, I enjoy being on your show, and I thank you very much for bringing me back again. And I know when we talked on the last show, we went through an awful lot of stuff. And I'll try not to overlap too much for the ones that have heard the previous show. But on the other hand, there is new listeners, so I kind of think that maybe we should give them a little platform to stand on so they can understand better what we're talking about, because some of the things I will be talking about could be kind of hard to swallow unless you have studied quantum physics, because then it will make perfect sense.
Yes.
And what I'm thinking more so is that there is a deeper science coming online here. Over the last 20 years, it's been developing the theories and the experiments of it, and that is called quantum physics. It explains the quantum field, which we all live in. And this field is an interacting, all-knowing, all-powerful force. Don't that sound familiar for people in religion? So, that's where it is at, and that's why I want to run you a parallel for something here so you can understand this. Maybe this is going to take about a couple, 3 minutes. And, you know, science now, the quantum physics and quantum mechanics tells us that we are living in a mind-created universe. And some of us are starting to wise up to that, because we are seeing that the universe is not quite the way that it looks. There is something that is wrong if we are staying with our own old theories and our own understandings. First of all, science has found that energy and matter cannot be created from nothing. Then again, we have these sharpest people on the planet. Stephen Hawking out of Cambridge University in England and most other theoretical physicists, they are now saying that their equations on the blackboard prove this whole universe was created from nothing. Now, if this whole universe was created from nothing, everything in it, including you, was created from nothing. What are you?
Nothing.
Think about this one. This is the way it is. And of course, when we say nothing, we mean nothing physical.
Mm-hmm.
Because we see things around us, and we stub our toe and it hurts and so on. But this is something, this universal consciousness is something we can interact with. And we'll lead to our first subject to talk about when we pray. We pray into an arena or a vibration which is this universal consciousness, this self-aware universal consciousness. And that is a different arena totally than the physical. I wonder how many times people, you know, they get behind on bills or something nasty happens that they really don't like, and they sit down and they just make a quick prayer and then they go on. Well, no wonder it don't happen, because they are not using the right language for the spiritual world. In the physical world, we are using words and spoken gestures and all kinds of different things like that. But outside of the physical, and actually outside of the lower astral worlds, there is no time, there is no space, there is nothing except this universal conscious energy. And when we are speaking and sending a request into that energy, asking for something to happen, we need to use the language that is understood in that vibration or that reality. And a lot of times we don't. It just don't happen. You know, the religion and the church, they tell us what to say, but they don't tell us how to say it. Because it's the language in the universal consciousness outside of the physical is not one of words. It is one of emotions, intention, happiness, love, vividly pictured or visualized images, colorful images. That is the language of the spiritual world. So when we pray from the heart, that's when we are heard. Words are basically worthless. And this is something the church don't teach us, but there, some of them are actually coming around to that. Because it is an old, in the ninth book of Moses, he wrote about how to pray and get results every time. And there's something to that, because when he says first that know what you want, and then, you know, see it in your heart. Speak it aloud with emotions so the tears flow. That emotion, so the tears flow, that is very important. And that's something that we need to remember, because that is the language of the spiritual world. And if we have something happening to us that is non-pleasant, chances are that we're thinking about it all the time. Oh, that's so bad. Let's take the worst one. Let's say you get cancer. First thing you do, you come to a doctor and say, what are you going to do about my cancer? you say, my cancer, you actually claim to own it. And that goes into the subconscious, which goes right out to the superconscious mind, and from there on to the universal consciousness, and the emotions of it goes with it. And when the more you think about that cancer and how bad it is, the more that universal consciousness is going to look at that and say, wow, those are really strong emotions. I'll get him some more of that. He really must like it. Well, I'm playing on words here, you know, but that's the results that you get. So I know there are quite a few people that have healed cancer and other diseases by not only positive thinking, but imaging. They have used positive imagery, colorful imagery, and emotion, and visualizing healthy organs instead of the sick one. Talking about healthy organ instead of talking about the problem or the sick ones. And there is all kinds of stories and testimonies from people that have cured themselves from all kinds of different things doing that. You heard about this concept called spontaneous remission, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
It is very spectacular.
And yeah.
When you look at it, those people are really practicing to create their own future. It's the law of attraction that they maybe unknowingly practice.
Absolutely. Some of them, they use these principles that I was just talking about without even knowing it. And when you talk about the emotion going out there, and whatever goes with the emotion, that is what you will get. So we should forget the problem. You know it's there. If you sit down and analyze it once so you understand it, that's good enough. You don't have to dwell on it all that much after that. Now you work on the problem-solving process. And you keep sending that message into that universal consciousness every day, several times of the day, and as often as you find the chance to do it. Visualize a healthy organ or visualize a challenge that you may have gone. Visualize the outcome of the solution of it. This is one thing that we were never taught how to do because nobody else knew either. Or the ones that did know, they wouldn't want to tell us because then they would lose power.
Yes, absolutely true. But if you look at people in general, people like to complain. People like to dwell on what's negative in their life and talk about it all the time. And then they wonder why all they get is more negativity. They don't understand it. And I'm very happy that right now the times are changing and people are understanding more and more what they should and shouldn't do, what is better not to do. Like, you know, don't ask for what you don't mention to the universe or God or whatever you want to call that big thing out there. What you don't want, because that is what you will be getting. The universe doesn't do not or do, doesn't do don't. Don't want, not have. You'll be getting more of what you don't want. So only ask for what you do want and what you like to have and how you want to, your life to be. I've done it many times. But only after I had the explanation, sort of like you explained it to me now. And when you do that, that doesn't mean that you can sit on your butt and wait until everything gets served. You need to look for hints that you're getting, posts that are suddenly coming in front of you that you never ever seen before, but that open a door for you in knowledge, in options, in a link that you can visit that can help you further on. And this is what I have done several times, which has resulted in from me just sitting here in my house in the Netherlands, from now having, you know, wishful thinking that I would like to have a big holistic healing and wellness center, now that I am having concrete plans to move to Spain and realize it there, because right now the right people are coming on my way. So I have to take action. I have to invite these people. I have to talk to them. They offer to help me, but then I have to take them up on their word. I have to keep in contact with them. I have to go to Spain. I have to do all kinds of stuff and inform myself, because although it's all there, if I don't take action, if you don't take action, nothing will happen. You know, they especially Christian people say, like, God takes care of us. Well, you know, God takes care of those who take care of themselves, who help themselves. And he made the food for the bird, but he isn't bringing it to its nest. The bird has to fly out and catch it.
Oh, that's good. I like that one. That's true.
Yeah, that is a very simple thing that everybody understands. Okay, Dory, God takes care of all the animals. Yes, yes, yes. But every animal will starve if they don't go out there and get their food themselves, because there is no butler coming to bring it to them, okay? And that's the same for us. We have to, everybody understands that you have to do something to get your food. You either go fishing or you go working and buy it somewhere or whatever. On the other hand, it is all there. You can get it. You know, you can just go out and forage or fish or hunt or whatever. Nevertheless, although it was already there, you have to get out and get it. Now, the same is with the law of attraction, which we're basically speaking about why prayers don't work and how we can design our future before we have to live it. We can create our own future by sending out the right messages. Now, everybody can understand that if you get into that mindset, that's what you just meant by explanation. If you really get into the mindset of what you do want, emotions will come up. If you really live it, if you close your eyes and really picture what it is that you would like, everybody has some imagination, you know, and really get into that feeling, your emotions will start to come up, and just think about it and get into the feeling deeper and deeper and deeper and make it yours. And stay in the moment, and then send that out to the universe that you would like to have that, please. Okay? And you can say, I am creating this. I am doing this. I am. Always I am. Not I am going to, because then the universe says, oh, you're going to, so you don't need it yet. Okay? So we'll wait for until you're ready.
Absolutely.
And if you keep saying, I'm going to, then nothing will happen. And I was doing that wrong until someone explained to me how it does work. And I have Cecil to thank for that, our nice moderator for tonight, because Cecil is amazing in that area. I had a long talk with him, or several long talks, and Cecil explained to me how this worked. And I started practicing it, and, you know, with a lot of hiccups in the beginning, like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong? And then certain people that popped up in my direction on Facebook and were not, and they said, do you need some explanation? I was led to you. Maybe we should talk. Oh, yeah, I have this and that. And then people just help you along, and you learn something every time. So open up to the possibilities of learning. What is there for me to learn? What is there for me that I can't see yet? What is there for me that I am yet to understand? And I am open and welcome everything that will help me in this direction and anything else that might help. So it is intention. It is the intention that you set, the mindset that you're in of wanting to receive. A lot of people have problems with receiving. We're brought up to give, to be selfless.
Yeah.
But it's not okay to be completely selfless. If we don't take care of ourselves, of our own needs, how can we be in a position to share to others from ourselves if
we
don't
take care
have
of ourselves.
We're not complete?
So, if we cannot take care of ourselves, we can't help anybody else either.
Yes, and that is the whole point that people were missing, and I purposely say were missing, because more and more people are understanding that it is okay to take care of yourself, to love yourself, that it is not being arrogant, but that it is taking care of yourself is a good thing. If you do not take care of yourself, you cannot be there for others either. You cannot take adequate care of your loved ones or people that just show up and need you for one reason or another. You have to be in a... Yes.
Yeah, what you were just talking about recently is so true, because say, you know, a lot of people say, well, God will take care of me. Yeah, he will. But you may be sitting in squalor the rest of your life, and he will definitely take care of you. There is a good saying out there that says, God will give you the nut, but he will not crack it. We have to do our own part.
Yes.
And if we don't do that part, then everything is waiting. Because it is there for us, outside of the physical, in that super creation, everything that is past, present, and future is sitting there as potentials for existence and creation. All you have to do is to visualize it into existence on a mental level, and that goes out to that super creation and try to match its vibration. When it finds something in there that has been created or will be created, it matches that vibration and it starts pulling it back to you. That involves, like you were saying, what you have happened, people show up in your life that you need when the time is right. And they will come with that, out of that soup of creation. You pull those people to you, you pull things to you, you pull situations to you. As long as you have done your part, and your part may not necessarily be go out and dig ditches or do any physical work. Your part may be to think it into existence. So these people show up in your life, and then they help you to create what you need or want to have happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is not only hard physical work that we're talking about. The work of the mind is more applicable than work of, you know, there's an old saying, you know, work hard in wildlife and you will be successful. There's few bigger lies out there. Hard work does not get you wealth. Smart work will do that.
Yes, we are being brought up with, you know, you have to work hard and then you will earn money and then you can buy the stuff that you want. But what if it needn't be hard work that brings you opportunities and brings you abundance, and not abundance in problems, but positive abundance? What if it is not necessary to do hard labor, but that instead you can create your own future the way we just explained? And you can draw into reality what it is that you would like. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that you become a multimillionaire. People can be absolutely happy being a car mechanic. Someone who's really nuts about cars and loves to be a car mechanic is absolutely doing wonderful in that. And
well, then he's successful.
Yes, and, you know, I also practice faster EFT, and the mindset of faster EFT is, even if you are miserable all the time, you are very successful at being miserable and keeping that on.
Yep, that's what you're thinking about, so you're getting what you're thinking about, and then you are successful at that, so you're absolutely right.
Yes,
that's why
recreating
we need to control,
your own misery.
Yeah, we need to control our mind to some extent. Control has an aspect of balance to it. If you get too much into control, it can go wrong. But if you get too little into it, then everybody else is controlling you, or somebody else is controlling you. So you got to find a balance where it works, where things work for you, and you're in control of your mind, and you are putting things into that super creation, pulling things back to you, so you know that you are creating beyond what your physical hard work will do for you, then something is working. But that's something that few people do. Normally, people get out of high school and they're looking around for a part-time job or something and get with a company, and they opening up a full-time job for you. It just happened to fall into something. And then you work for the rest 40 years at that company, slaving along, not being happy, just 9-to-5-ing it, or maybe even worse, like 7-to-5-ing it. And all you have is hard work. And I tell you, I've been self-employed pretty much all my life. And I tell you, even back in the early days when I wasn't making any money, I had a better life than people that had a job. Because there is a little bit of freedom with it, and there's a dream involved. Nobody will achieve great things unless they have that dream. Dreams are tricky. They can stay being a dream forever unless you put a date on it when it becomes a goal. And that's something that you need to think about. And a date outside of the physical is worthless. Let's say you want a new house by Christmas. Well, okay, so you say, okay, I want a new house by December 31. You know how the universal consciousness feel about December 31? It doesn't exist. But if you made it a time-coded event, like a Christmas party, now where everybody is happy, running around, toasting each other, and dancing and having fun, this is something that the universal consciousness will look at and say, hey, that looks like fun. Let's see if that can happen.
Yes.
Again, I'm playing on words, but it's the results. Because dry numbers and words is worthless outside of the physical. You got
to have
the emotion and the picture
with
it.
Yeah. For people who are not so good at visualizing, you know, you always have those people who are not so visual. Make yourself a vision board. Make yourself a collage of pictures, of clippings from magazines and whatnot that represents what you would like or are just about how you would like to have it. And look at those while you are putting your mindset that, drawing that to you. And I've known from many people that use vision boards that actually made happen what was on the vision boards. A certain house in a certain surroundings, a certain kind of occupation, a certain place that they would like to live, you know, not necessarily in the country that they're in at the moment, but another country, even like me. And you have to have an idea of what you want. About creating, about what you just said, a very famous story about that is Jim Carrey. Everybody knows Nutty Jim Carrey, okay? And when he was a poor, poor, poor guy, just in the beginning of his career, doing all kinds of odd jobs, besides, you know, having a little acting job here and there, he wrote himself a $10 million check, and he put it in his wallet. And every time he opened his wallet, he saw it. And he had put a 10-year limit on it. And he said, in 10 years' time, I will earn $10 million. And on the check, it says, for acting service rendered. 10 years later, he did Dumb and Dumber, and he got $10 million for it.
Yep. Everybody knows that story, and it's so good because it proves that what we're talking about is real.
Yes. And there are a few people that are actually celebrities that are, you know, like Will Smith, like Jim Carrey, who actually practice this to a T. They are so good at it, and they don't hesitate to teach other people. There are so many clips on YouTube from them. Find Jim Carrey, find Will Smith, and you'll find their tutorials, if you will, about how to. They are very explicit and very detailed in how they describe what they have done and how they practice to get what they want. And, you know, if you have a dream, then dream big. There is no limit to what you can do. There is no limit to what you can want to draw into your life. If you limit yourself, I mean, it's very simple. If you want to buy someone the best birthday card ever, okay, that's the same as dreaming. But it has to have a monkey on it. How much do you limit yourself if you only want a card with a monkey on it? Now, if you wouldn't want that monkey on it, there is a much larger selection of cards that you can pick from. It's the same with the universe. Don't limit the universe what it's going to deliver to you and how it's going to deliver to you. If you leave that up to the universe, there is much more possibility. But if you limit it, then up there they go like, okay, he wants this and that, but he's not wanting it this way, not wanting it that way, and not wanting it that way. So we're pretty much out of resources here. So yeah, let's wait until he changes his mind. And when you don't change your mind, you can call up there all you want, unless you let go of your own limitations and the universe's limitations. Nothing will happen, okay? So be broad-minded.
That's why we have to have a picture of where we're going. There's a question. Let me ask the audience a question. They can answer it to themselves. And that is just plain and simple. What would you start tomorrow morning if you knew you could not fail? And that is, think about that one. What would you start tomorrow morning if you knew you could not fail? And don't answer this question now. Take at least 24 hours to answer it to yourself. And the reason I'm telling you 24 hours is because you need to think about it, because nobody knows how to think big enough.
Yeah, and I would like to add to this, you know, not just what you just said, but also if money were not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because people think, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't have the money, you know. Money is not an issue. You're the richest person in the world. You want something. What would you do if resources were limitless to you and you could do whatever you please?
And then the richest person in the world in the 1950s, he wrote a book called How to Be Rich. It's J. Paul Getty. And he says one place in there, there is no such thing as a money problem. There is only an idea problem.
Yes, it's in the mind.
So, yeah, it's all in the mind, because if the mind is right, everything else will fall into place. If you're working by universal success principle, everything else will fall into place. And that's why I wrote another book called Universal Success Principle and How Billionaires Think. And in there, I go into the nuts and bolts a little bit about how they think and what they do and what the habits are. But more so, it is designed towards the universal principles. Because if you're using the universal principles towards success, everything will fall into place.
Absolutely.
Like you had done, like you talked about, you know, people show up in your life that will help you.
Yes.
You suddenly are walking down the street thinking about something, and by golly, there in the window, there's something that you need for that particular thing.
Yes. Yes.
So it is all in the mind. That's where it starts. And that mind is not just yours. It is the universal mind that is creating everything you see around you in that holographic projection we are walking around in. So that universal mind is your mind. And that's why you can say, hey, you know, I want to brainstorm here, so let's work on this one together. That, again, playing on words, but that's what you do. You reach into the superconscious mind, and that gets you directly in contact with the universal mind. And there, it is already there. Because it is in that potential for creation. Because if you think it, it has been created. If you are thinking about something that you need but you don't know what it is, in the future you will think about it, and that is why it is there. It is just not in your physical timeline yet. But it will show up, because it will pull it back to you. So you will have it.
Absolutely, yes. You know, it's also using your common sense a little bit. I wanted to visit Spain a few times before I actually move over there. You know, it's just a smart thing to do for everybody. And I was looking, like, how can I get there? You know, there is something here called blah blah car. You can drive with someone else. It is cheap, but maybe it's just as cheap or even cheaper to fly. Amsterdam Airport is quite expensive to fly from, and it takes 1.5 hours by plane. But we have an airport here. Maybe we've got opportunities there. Maybe I cannot fly where I wanted to go, but maybe I can fly to somewhere close by, just an hour away. Hey, that's possible. Let's look at the cheapest tickets. On the date that I want to go, the tickets are still $150. Return ticket. That's too much for my budget. Okay, guys, help me out. And then in the corner of my eye, something lit up. And it said that you could you know, look at another date for a cheaper ticket. And I went looking for one day earlier. And hey, presto, the ticket was not 150 euros, but not even 70, 69.70 was it. And I was like, hey, I can afford that. And the same with looking for a room. Now, if you go for a hotel room, of course, it will be expensive. So I went looking online for cheap rooms in that place that I was going to. I'm going to Alicante. I'm on the Costa Brava, Costa Brava, and no, Costa Blanca in Spain, in the Mediterranean side. And one thing popped up. There was this guy renting out a room with a double bed and a desk and internet. And I was like, that's all I need. I'll be there a week. I'll be out all day. That's all I need. And for a whole 58, 59 euros for a whole week. I mean,
well, that's how things work.
It's amazing, isn't it? Just be
and
open to anything. It doesn't matter how they deliver it to you. You don't have to be in a hotel. You can use so many resources. If you want to go somewhere and you use your imagination, like, you know, how can I get there? Then there will be so much information out there to help you. Couch surfing is one of them that I'm using. I haven't used it this time because there was no one in that area that actually could have me, but this student that was renting out the one room, amazing, amazing. So for 60 euros, let's say, for the room, and 70 euros for a return ticket. For 130 euros, I have housing and a ticket for the whole trip. The only thing extra is my food, which I can choose to buy wherever, and any trips that I would like to take being there. You know, I want to see things, not just sit in my room for a whole week. I want to dip my toes in the Mediterranean.
Yeah,
I want to see Benidorm. I want to visit a friend. There is a couch surfing person that was here a few weeks ago that called me today. If we could please meet up. Yeah, sure. And the guy has a car, so I can get further than that. So that's nice. You know, all those things help. It adds up, and just be open to receive. Be open to however the universe delivers it is okay. Don't limit yourself, and you'll be amazed what shows up in your life. You'll be amazed what you will be able to do. Don't think, I don't have money. Okay, if you look at my bank balance at every time after paycheck, I am like, I could never go anywhere if you look at that kind of money. But if you look at like, okay, I know there is some opportunity for me out there and the universe knows where it is. So guys, bring it on, you know, and I know what I want. I know where I want to go. I have a destination. I have a reason why. I have a visualization of what it would look like or even what it looks like because there's many pictures online of the surroundings and all that. You know, I get really happy looking at them and I really want to go. Really, 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 really want to go. Now, the emotion is behind it. The intention is behind it. The thought and the heart is behind it. It cannot be anything else than draw it into existence. I need a job over there. That guy that is hosting me for the week gave me a link that...
then you're using these principles that we're talking about, and it works. Another thing that is very important, and that is that you need to write things down. Something happens when you write things down and look at it, because it goes into a different part of the brain, and it's registered differently than if you just say it to yourself or think it. And let's run through a little sequence of how we would design the future if we just came out of high school. The first thing we would do is decide what in the world do we want to do. And I don't care, don't think about the money part of it. Find something that your heart will sing about. Say, yes, I love to do that. Because if you love to do it, you also, compared to other people that are doing the same thing, you will end up making more money. That's statistics that's shown. And once you know what you do, you remember the saying, if you love what you do, you will never work a day in your life. The whole world is full of people that has worked 40 years and hate their job, but they are wealthy. Not wealthy, but maybe rich.
Okay.
The world is full of those people, and that's a miserable life. I would rather have maybe slightly less resources, but be happy. So know what you want, and there's got to be something that you really love to do. And a lot of kids coming out of high school, they don't know what they want, so then go look for things. Go to the library and watch videos about different occupations and just talk to people and say, gee, you know, hey, maybe flying will be fun. Well, I don't have any money, but don't worry about the money. If you that's what you decide how to do, the money will show up.
Yes. Yes.
And
so
from there on, then you start picturing, once you pick something, start picturing how do I go about it. You learn as much as you can about it, and you go after it. And that could be through school, it could be through apprenticeships, that could be just studying it or working with it. Learn what you need to learn about it. And then once you know what you want and you know how to do it, you can present yourself to somebody. I would recommend very much to go in business for yourself, because you are going to be much happier. Because you will have that dream. You will work on a dream in your life. It's either be yours or someone else's dream. See to that it is yours.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
And then talk to people. Find maybe business partnerships that you can do. And as long as you love it, just keep visualizing where it is going. Put in short, medium, and long-range goals, and they have to be in dream form. Once that dream is so strong that you work on it every day, and watch out for the pitfalls, because there will be pitfalls. You're going to find things that will try to stray you off. But
yes.
Watch, if that does not fit in with your long-term plan, leave them alone. Even though if it could be fun, leave it alone if it doesn't fit in with a long-term plan. Think long-term and not short-term. The United States is full of short-term thinkers. Look where the country is going.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Russia and China and Japan, they are long-term thinkers. They have 10-year plans for the country. And businesses over there do the same thing. They have long-term plans. And that's why they're more stable. They're going somewhere right now.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, there is a huge difference in their intention and how they think and what they do, how they live. They have a goal where they're going, and that's how things happen, you know. And as you say, keep focused on your goal. It's okay to have a little fun time here and a little fun time there, but it has to be temporary, like have a great vacation in Hawaii or whatever, but that will not take you away from your goal. If you have something that you really want to reach, you know, some idea, some creation, a special kind of job, maybe you don't want to be your own boss, but you want to learn about becoming a horse trainer, just, you know, out of the blue, a horse trainer, then you have to have some kind of education in it. So maybe you would like to work at horse stables and you have no idea how to. Put up pictures, think about it, send out thoughts, and options, possibilities, and opportunities will come your way. Then you have to grab them, and then you have to work and learn, and you will get where you want to be. People will come your way that make it possible, and that goes for any direction that you choose.
Absolutely, and just like what I did when I came to the United States, I went to flight school and become a pilot. And coming out of pilot, I did, you know, flight school, I didn't have much experience, you know, about a couple of 250 hours or so flight time. And I went to work for other flight schools for 3 years to gain more experience. And at that time, after 3 years, I was ready with a partner. We started our own flight school. And, of course, that grew into an international air taxi and an air carrier. But you got to embed yourself in it so you learn the trade. And I was more with the aviation part of it, regulations and flying and so on. And my partner, he was the businessman. He understood banking and finance, and I didn't understand the American way of doing that yet. So we needed each other. We overlapped very well. And he was a very sharp man. So I learned an awful lot from him. And that's what people should do. Get with people that is smarter than yourself and learn from them. Because
and also, if you have your own business, there's a lot of people out there that teach other people, that coach other people online and whatnot. They're popping out of the woodwork. And the one message that they have is what you just said. If you are having your own business or if you want something and there is always something that you cannot do yourself, hire someone to do it for you. Even if it's just part-time or even if it's by the hour, it doesn't matter. I'm not good with computers. I would let someone else set up a computer system in my new center over there. I don't speak one word Spanish, but by now I know 3 people at least that speak good Spanish. And I will be teaching English because that's also what I drew into my life. I will be teaching English in Spain, conversational English, okay? They know all the basics, but that conversational English is very, very, very bad. So I will be teaching them that, and I will not be teaching in schools. I will be teaching small groups of corporate people speaking about networking. It doesn't get any better than that, does it? You know, corporate people, you want to have a holistic center in these corporate surroundings. You will find the people that you need to bring you more knowledge, more know-how, more opportunities, and networking. Networking is so important. So I will be having all that in due time. I first have to get myself over there and get studied. Now, I opted for that course, and the course is free. It's a 2-week course to get your certificate for conversational English teacher. The course is free, and then you have to sign up for 1 year working for them for a very good wage, above average wage for English teachers. So that's quite good. Uh-huh. And you will have, you know, I will be gaining experience in that year. I will be meeting so many people. And if I sign on for another year after that, who knows? But yeah, I will at least get experience and get credentials and be networking like crazy while I'm doing it.
Well, you see, God gave you the nut and you cracked it. So all you have to do now is to eat it.
Oh, yeah, I'll be eating. Don't worry.
Yeah, so just keep doing that and there'll be more nuts. Just, as you crack one, there's another one there. So it's just allow for it to happen into your life and be thankful every time that you get something, because gratitude is one of the most important things, an interdimensional energy. If we do not have it, if we take something for granted, it goes away on us. And why shouldn't it go away if we don't appreciate it?
Yes.
So that's one of the really top success principles. And that, and another one.
There's always something to be grateful for.
Yeah. And there's another success principle that I talk about in this book, Universal Success Principles and How Billionaires Think. And that is one of the most important ones anywhere.
Ago, we are about out of time. Please tell the people how they can reach you.
Yeah, that you can reach me at a website, www.spiritual-sciences.net. Spiritual-sciences.net.
And on there is also the information about the book that you wrote, how people can order it, how they can get in touch with you if they would need you personally to help them out with something.
Yeah, there it is.
There we go. So if you need Aga to help you out with something, if you would like to buy his amazing book full of knowledge, then go to his website and just look around, because there's so much on that website. I haven't even finished reading everything on it, and I've been on there quite a few times already. Just do that and see where it leads you. See what pops up for you and go there. Usually there's something that, you know, just jumps at you when you're reading something or when you're going over a website. If something really jumps at you, go for it, because that is what you need at that moment. And the universe is helping you by showing it to you. So that's
and
what you can
do. Written in a plain, simple language.
Yes.
So anybody can understand it, and even though it deals with quantum physics, there is no equations in there except for one on the front cover. That's a time equation. Everything else is in plain, simple language that even simple-minded people like me can understand.
There you go. And me, you know, I'm not a, well, I am studied in a way in the holistic area, but I don't have a university degree. That doesn't mean, you know, that other people and myself included can't read it. It is very, very easy to read website. I've enjoyed going over it. With that, we have 30 seconds remaining. So I would like to thank you very much for this wonderful show, and we're hoping to get you back many times. And of course, thanks to Cecil McDaniel as moderator for today. After today, there will be 2 weeks that we do not have a show. So the next 2 weeks, that will be the 26th of May and the 2nd of June, we will not have the I Am Well show because I'm not here. I will be in Spain, and